It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Oh, God. Did it again. I hate it when that happens. God, I've been doing that a lot lately. The music runs out. What an asshole. Why do you guys put up with this shit? Excuse me. Hang on. All right. Nightmare scenario. The sound of silence. Once again, 10 seconds of dead air alarm. And no music again. He should install the flashing warning light in the bathroom. Everyone text easy now. Too silent. I can hear the ringing in my ears. Oh, geez. Sorry, Caps. Cringe of the week. Just make the track 20 minutes long. No, I don't want to do that. DJ Girthquake says, I'm so fucking sick of this shit, man. All right, that one stands out. What are you sick of? What's the matter? What's going on? You're sick of the silence? Who gives a shit? I'm still taking a leak. Are you just sick of the show? I mean, what is it here? Or is it because the song ran out? I'm sick of this. Well, it's the same thing. It's either going to be with music or without. I mean, it's not like it's entertaining to hear the same goddamn song over and over again. Are you telling me that because it's silent, that's the deal breaker for you? Are you like bebopping along while the music is playing? Yeah, all right. Oh, yeah. Like, who gives a shit? What kind of silly asshole puts his foot down over something as stupid as that? You dumb dick. Not a deal breaker, just disappointed it ran out. Impossible. It's music. It's a goddamn music bed. It doesn't even do anything. It's not like you're listening to win the big fucking cash prize, you dipshit. Fucking stupid. Who are you, by the way? I don't even know who the fuck you are. Jeremy says this is the second bebop reference today. And I'm like, Really? I don't remember the first one. All right. Corey says, we are not mad. We're just disappointed. Look, I'm in the mood to ban you again. Jeremy says, no one under the age of 92 uses the term bebopping. That's why it's funny. Shut up. Let's see. Hey, asshole, go back to my chat log. I don't know how to do that. Are you giving me like some type of assumption that I know what the fuck I'm doing here? I don't care that much. Why don't you just write it down and say who the fuck you are? It's so much easier. All right. Enough nonsense. Let's see. We've got a lot of disgusting stories to get to. This is a teacher. That is a mugshot. That is the face you make when you have sex with a child and then you get busted. This lady right here did that. But this one's super involved. It's not just the run-of-the-mill teacher sex thing. By the way, if she's going to have a mugshot and she's not going to be smiling with her hair done perfectly, she's not going to get much sympathy from me. See, right now with that look there, that's a let's throw the book at her look. You have to be attractive to win any type of favor on this show, okay? If she were hot, I'd be willing to consider turning a blind eye to this. Laura Karen, 28. The kid was 13. And she had his baby in 2019. And it wasn't until the cops saw how the family resemblance that they realized what was going on. This happened in New Jersey. Elementary school teacher arrested on accusations she sexually assaulted a student who lived with her for several years. Weird. She's a fifth grade teacher at Middle Township Elementary School. She had a relationship with the kid when they lived together at her home in Cape May Courthouse in unincorporated community between 2016 and 2020. Now she's 34. The kid was born in 05, first met when she taught him and his brother in the fifth grade. The boy's parents became close with the teacher and even allowed their sons and daughters to spend some nights at Karen's house before the children stayed there permanently in 2016 for some time. Well, let's think about that here. Let's pause on that. Why are parents allowing that relationship to blossom? I mean, I guess you can become friends with a teacher and then close enough where you do things together. But I don't know about allowing just the kids to go over there. I mean, maybe many years ago, but there are so many times that teachers do crazy shit with kids. I mean, you should have enough knowledge, sense to not allow that to happen. And why were they there permanently? Okay, now in South Jersey like that, that is a fucked up community. Okay, those are... New Jersey's not big, but there is one of the largest hard living lines that exists. and it runs through a community called Manahawkin. If you get to Manahawkin and then draw that line directly west to the state line, and then everything south of that is horrible. All right? You just don't want to go past that line. So, obviously, nobody's following that protocol, that rule. And this is what you have. Nick writes, I only had one teacher in all 12 years of schools that would even be close to bangable. Yeah, I had zero. The women that taught me in school were so unattractive that I would actually have been more likely to have sex with my male teachers than the women teachers. The men were more attractive sexually to me than the women. And I wasn't attracted to them, to the men. But if, like, someone said, all right, you can go have sex with any teacher, I wouldn't even consider having sex with a woman. I would have just jammed my little pin right into a teacher's asshole. Starman 314 says, I dated one of my professors from college. Oh, that's always awesome. I love that. Linda had two bangable teachers. You can list the number of bangable teachers that you had in the chat if you like. All right, back to this story. The boy's sister claimed to investigators that she noticed how her brother would often wake up in Karen's bed, the teacher, Laura Karen's bed, despite falling asleep in the sibling's shared room, and that he allegedly secretly admitted to her that he had fathered her child. My God. I wonder how many times that the sister woke up and was like, oh my God, so-and-so went to bed in this room and now he's waking up in her room. Again, this is a stupid Cape May child, so it probably took like years before she figured it out. When the kid was born in 19... the alleged victim was 13, while Karen was 28. I already said that. But they had been there. He had been porking her for 3 years before. So the kid was 10 when he started to do that. Wow, that's really early. I think that's right about the time that I discovered the first time a little bit of goo came out. I was so shocked. I was like, oh, my God. I'm sick. There's an infection or something. And then after about 30 more times that day, I was like, oh my God, I am so full of this infection. I am so ill. And then I was like, oh, man, this tastes delicious. Investigators became aware of the alleged sexual abuse after the boy's father pointed out similarities between Karen's child, himself, and his son after seeing a Facebook post. So he's looking at it, he's like, why the fuck does teacher Laura Karen's child look like me? So it was like a fucking Scooby-Doo moment right there. And he looks like my son. She was arrested 2 days ago and faces charges of aggravated sexual assault, endangering the welfare of a child, the prosecutor's office said. My God. Yeah, if you're going to have sex with a kid and then have a baby, and then you're wanting to keep it a secret, you can't be posting pictures on Facebook, you dipshit. She almost got away with it if it wasn't for those meddling kids. My God. The school has placed the teacher on administrative leave, and that's it. You know, I think she's got a real chance to be attractive here. So we might have to just pretend this didn't happen and let her go. Let her just raise the kid. What a stupid, stupid woman. Looks like Linda and Maureen are having a personal conversation about the teachers that Linda had sex with. Bob says, what's the dad creeping on the teacher's Facebook page? They were pals. Remember, they were friends, so it'd probably show up in the feed. Nick says, 3 months probation to the teacher. Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. Like I said, I'd have to see more evidence on that. That needs to be considered, you know? All right, in this one, you got a dude in New York who is not really sure. I think he also happens to work in a school, like at a school in New York. But that really doesn't have anything to do with this. But what, you know, because a lot of kids, they play those online games. Roblox is one of them. I know my grandkids play those. And they have a feature on there where you can communicate with the people that you're playing with. And bad guys like this dude, he was talking to an 11-year-old girl from Petoskey, Michigan, which is way the fuck up north. And this story is highlighting the dangers of online interactions. You know, parents have to nowadays because the creeps know that this is where you go to get sex. And all you need to do is fool these young people, like it's capable of fooling a young person. All right. And they know that this is like fresh meat for them, which is horrible. Think about that. And this dude, 29-year-old guy, he realizes that he's talking to an 11-year-old girl. So I guess, you know, you kind of go by maybe like the quality of the voice. You can tell it's a young person and then you befriend them. And the next thing you know, you have some weirdo from far away or maybe not far away talking to your child or your grandchild or a nephew or a niece because most parents are stupid and they allow their kids to do this. Okay. I should probably check with my son, make sure that he is doing the appropriate job to make sure that my grandkids are not talking to any strangers because most parents don't. And they just let the kid, as long as the kid is not bothering them. This is what most parents shoot for. And I don't blame them. I mean, if I had to choose, if I was a parent now, I'll be totally honest here. And I had to choose between being a good parent and letting my kids not bother me by playing video games. 10 out of 10 times, they're playing video games. Okay? You know, that's okay. But you have to understand that you might be setting them up for a sexual encounter. And for some of you, you're going to be okay with that. So what you need to do then is make sure that your child plays Roblox because there is a very good chance, at least a fairly good chance, that they will be molested. And, you know, that's kind of like the trade-off. Peace and quiet. And on one side of the scale and molestation on the other. And most of you will probably argue that's a good trade because that's what's happening right now. And that's only because you are terrible parents. All right. That's what's happening. Molly says, I play Roblox. You can turn the chat off as a parent on Roblox. Corey says, Minecraft is another pedo farm. Yes. That is the best place to get fresh young dick or puss. You can do that. That's like a feature. It says, get dick. You just push it and then boom, you're having sex. I think 53% or 57% of all Roblox players, and I think there's nearly 80 million players playing, are young. All right. Where was I? The bad guy is Ryan Dukin, a licensed security guard from New York. He opposed as a teenager, befriending the young girl through the game's chat feature. Then he moved the conversation to the Just Talk app. Okay, so now this person has infected your home. They're talking to, a child who is, 6 or 7 months old. The child is taking pictures of his or her privates and sending it to this guy on the app. That's happening right now. Dukin demanded illicit photos, threatened to find the young girl's home and take her away from her parents if she didn't comply. The timeline, this is how quick it went. First, they met. After 10 days after they met, he threatened the girl during a video call demanding homemade porno. The girl sent the bad guy various kiddie porno shots and videos despite informing dude of her age. Law enforcement was contacted after the mom and dad discovered the child kiddie porno. Now, if you're a mom or dad, can you imagine the horror? And that happened on September 11th, 2024. So that mom and dad is like, God, we got to get up and remember September 11th. What a terrible time. Oh, my God, look at this. Jesus Christ. This is worse. So they had to look at their child's kiddie porno. And then they called the cops. The cops executed a search warrant issued for Dukin's Just Talk account, leading to his identification and arrest. So, ladies and gentlemen, do make sure that you are policing the interactions that your children have. Now, I did not do this. I did not do this at all with my youngest. But I think that this was available for all of them, this type of thing. And God knows what happened. I don't know if I ever want to ask what's going on. You know? But like Tyler, he's here. He's got young kids. What are the ages of your children? I think you have like 11 kids now, or two, or one. I don't know. It's one of those three. One child, two children, or 11 children. Linda says, Did the DS have a chat function? We don't know. It's possible she could have been doing this. Molly says, when I was a child on that game in 09, I came across some weird-ass games that you lay down in bed and there was pee-pee and just all kind of weird stuff. Wait, that's a game? You have to lay in pee-pee? Kind of want to play that. Oh, Tyler, this is not the Tyler I was thinking of. Tyler is, I was thinking of Tyler Kerr. Tyler Akers says, I have a 7-year-old. Yeah, you got to be careful. Do you police? I mean, at 7, some parents don't even allow the child to have access to any type of online material at home. Some do, you know. Some kids, usually when they're like breastfeeding, they're given an iPhone. And they can use the iPhone to chat. They actually speak before they even learn how to talk through the phone. Yeah, you got to set up those rules or else there might be a beaver shot leaving your house at some point. And I just, you know, it's bad enough that the child is exposed to that type of nonsense. Hopefully it doesn't get too terrible. But, you know, also there's the possibility that the child or the adult, the parent is going to see, you know, bald labia. And, I mean, I can't think of anything much worse. Like, whose labia is this? And the kid has to go, that's mine. And you're like, oh, no. Oh, my God. Scott says, ugh, I have a 9-year-old daughter. And Corey says, she's probably seen at least 2 dicks by now. And he's not even being stupid. That's true. Like, you can be playing any game online. You can be playing Roblox. And then out of the blue, cock right there. Giant, big, adult, veiny, stiff dong right on the screen. Happens all the time. Fuck. Anyone else feel old with Molly saying, yeah, back in 09 when I was a child.
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What was your age in 09? Were you like 6? That's frightening to me. It's a real fucking gut punch. Scott says, well, yeah, I'm shutting that down immediately. Oh, absolutely. They can even invade the online predators. You know, like I've got one of those games you can play Pac-Man on like your TV, and I'm playing Pac-Man, and then all of a sudden actual Pac-Man turns into a cock. So Pac-Man is gone and it's a cock going around, and the ghosts, their mouths go like that with, and you have to jam the cock into the ghost's mouth. And then if you do it enough, the cock starts to jizz all over the ghost. Tyler says it's called Cockman. Exactly. Bob says he was 25 in 09. What was I? I was 39. Oh, my God. Fucking stupid. Getting so old. All right. So this is, let this be a learning moment for you, audience members, about these crazy fucks. You got teachers that are having sex with 9 and 10-year-olds and getting pregnant somehow. And people reaching out to your kid via online resources saying, yeah, send me some beaver shots. My God. So dumb. And then these people get caught, and then their lives are over. Can you imagine what a crazy, dumb thing that is to get to lose your freedom over? To think that your brain is that corrupted, that you would risk everything that, I mean, your freedom, your life, you would risk everything for this. I think that the local pedophiles who live in this area, if they could just learn to harness that type of horrible energy and just wall it off, you know, I don't know, maybe there's some type of mental help that they could get and that so that they never, ever actually go down that road so that they know they're pedophiles. Okay, better example. Let's say there's a guy who wants to be a radio star, and he signs up to be a radio star with a guy named Derek Vane, but he's a rapist. He's a child rapist, all right? But he hasn't actually raped a child yet, but he wants to. But he gets out in front of it and goes to a mental health professional and says, look, I have never touched anybody ever. I've never committed a crime. But I know for a fact I want kid dick, okay? And he's like out front, and he tells the community, he bangs on everybody's door, and he says, look, just so you know, I've not touched anybody, but if you see me coming down the street, lock your kids up. I am a child rapist. I just realized somebody is going to take that out of context and clip that portion of my show. And you got out in front of it. How would the public react? You know, if a guy moved in here and he said, EZ, I'm your new neighbor. I've never touched a child, but I am, I really want to have my ding dong in that child, in a child's butthole. I'm just letting you know, would I move? What would I do? I'm not sure. I mean, I think it goes a long way that dude got out in front of it like that. I think that that's important. I think that that actually does carry some weight. And he puts out a sign. It says, child rapist lives here. P.S. I put this sign up here myself. I'm into kids. I think there's some value to that. I think we could, if we state-funded Eric Zane Show podcast first day in office program, we will give any child rapist $1 million if they tell everyone that they are a child rapist. It's the Eric Zane Show podcast, $1 million for child rape program. For child rape admission program. Maybe we can even increase the funding for it. I'm going to ask you, the audience, if you were offered $10 million and you had to admit to being a child rapist, would you do that? And every shirt has to say, I'm into kids. You got to have a sign out front. The car is wrapped, and it says, child rapist on board. And sign out front. They put you on the big screen of the hockey game. It says, child rapist. But you've got $10 million. I'm going to do that. I would absolutely do that. Now, I'm not, but I think that that's something, that's a very interesting concept. Maybe we could make some type of like M. Night Shyamalan movie about this exact topic. Yoda World says, a monkey's paw lottery wish. I don't know what that means. I think that's something to think about. When it comes to getting your taxes done, no matter where you are in the U.S., I want you to reach out to Tag Accounting. This is a one-on-one interaction that you're going to have. It's not some, big giant company. It's my pal Troy Ginzer and his company, Tag Accounting. Tag, that's his initials. Reach out to him, either email troy@tagcpa.net or by calling 616-301-9516, 616-301-9516. Troy will help you get your personal return done. So let's say you get him all your info, all your documents that are important to get your taxes done. Your taxes are done. Your money shows up in your account. He takes his fee. On the low end, it's $100. On the high end, probably $200. It depends on the return. My return is quite complex, so I usually pay him like $300. It depends on the return. He'll give you an estimate, let you know how much it's going to cost ahead of time. But do call him. Get on his radar. Like, if you live in some faraway place that's not Michigan, and that's any other state besides this one, yeah, I'm in California. Okay, great. You're going to upload your material to his online portal, and then he takes care of the rest. He'll have everything for you. Just call him or send him an email, and by the end of the day, you'll have your new tax partner. Linda says, does he still play basketball with free beer? I don't know. I don't think so. There was a moment, and this is a true story. I've told this many times. The Gins, who is one of the sweetest souls ever, he was a finalist for the Mr. Basketball Award when he was in high school at Parma Western High School. And he was one of the top players in the state of Michigan, and he was a little point guard. And so picture like dishing out assists and deadly from beyond the three-point line. He used to play basketball with free beer. That's how he became in the same universe or orbit as the Freebird Hot Wing show. So Greg says, yeah, hey, you play basketball? Yeah, okay, let's play basketball. And Freebeer is known, he has a horrible temper. And he has no ability to control it. He rages out. He throws things. He yells at you. He's a horrible, horrible hothead. And if you fuck with him enough, he will blow. Well, the Gins buries a three. And then he proceeds to get the ball five more times down the court on offense and drills five more threes. And after the first one, he starts shouting, boom! Now, I didn't see this. The Gins told me this story. And I take it back. Greg admitted this story. And then I reached out to the Gins and said, did this happen? He goes, yeah. Greg told it like he was doing the right thing here. And everybody's having a great time. There's 10 guys on the court. He hits a third. Boom! Everybody's like, oh, my God, you're on fire. You're on fire. Number four. boom. People are like, oh my God, we're not worthy. We're not worthy. This is in the gym, some church, bunch of dudes, old men. Number five, buries it. Number six, boom. Fucking Greg goes, ah, knock that shit off. And he grabs the ball and he fucking kicks it like a bitch. And it goes fucking flying off his foot at 8 million miles an hour. And it like hits the goddamn lights and shatters his fucking glass and fluorescent light shit falling down onto the court. Everyone's like, what the fuck, man? What? And this idiot is so stupid. He told that story on the air. Don't tell that on the air, asshole. And I don't know if he felt bad enough that he thought that this was his penance. First thing I do, I go, dude, did this happen? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happened. Oh, my God. What a fucking dick. And so, I, you know, over the years, that's come up. He signs his emails to me now. Boom! And then he's like, he goes, I go, well, that's no big deal. You were yelling, boom, who cares? He goes, I know, I was on fucking fire. Greg. Only a guy named Greg would do that. This is reason number 8,500,642 why Greg is a huge asshole. Nobody likes Greg. Nobody. I have a clip for you next week on Who Are These Free Beers where he again gets pissed at Hot Wings. He references it like two or three times in the course of a segment about how Hot Wings doesn't like him. No! Of course he doesn't like you. No one likes you. They tolerate you. And he's like, oh, I thought you were my friend. My friend. He's doing, and he has always done this. He always complained when we were together because we would work together, but we kind of all did our own thing. And Hot Wings and I understood. We didn't give a shit. And he is like, oh, I asked you to go to the movies with me, and you said no. I invited you over to eat pizza and play video games, and you said no. Yeah, you're an asshole. No one likes you. Get that through your fucking head. Amanda, you like Hot Wings. You're leaving me. Ugh. Linda says Hot Wings has hated him since college, but knows Greg is his meal ticket. So in this clip, wait till you hear what Hot Wings says, that Greg actually goes, ouch, ouch. Fucking A. Greg. Where was I? Anyway, call Troy, get your taxes done, and say, boom, 6 3-pointers in a row. I would have done that too. Fuck, after Greg kicked the ball, I would have gotten the ball and whipped it right at his fucking giant lips and bounced it off his fucking pale face, you asshole. Thank you to Rick at TC Paintball. He's a legend. Go to tcpaintballgr.com. I think we got to get that piece of shit on the phone. Linda's been dying to hear from him.
Morning, Eric Zane.
Big game Saturday night, Rick.
Yes, yeah, I've set aside all other responsibilities.
When you watch, are you a nervous watcher like I am?
Oh, I pace, I swear, I hit my kids. No, I'm just kidding.
Will they win?
Yes. Yes, they will. I think... the game plan that defensive game plan. Why can't I think? Oh, Aaron Glenn. Like defensive game plan that he came up with against Sam Darnold, who had been hot all year, was impressive. And Jaden Daniels has also been hot all year. Won a lot of games. I think it's 5 in a row, like in the last possession. I think he's going to be ready. I think that defense is going to be inspired. It's going to be loud in there. I'm excited. I think they're going to win.
Do you believe in that whole thing that rookie quarterback going into big game, loud arena, that they crack? That's actually a thing?
I used to. I think it was more of a thing 10 years ago. I think the recent rookies that have come in have played with some poise. I don't think it's as big of a thing as it used to be or as big of a factor, but I still think it is a factor.
Yeah, this guy worries me. He's like faster Lamar Jackson.
I don't know if you can say faster Lamar Jackson.
Really?
Lamar Jackson, Phil, he's pretty fast. I mean, I'd love to see the 40 times on both of them. His speed, I mean, he's an impressive athlete for sure. But, I mean, his ability to do it when it counts. There's a lot of impressive athletes that never really pan out in their respective sports because they don't have the mental capacity. But, I mean, he seems to, you know. So I'm just hoping that Aaron Glenn can throw some stuff at him that he hasn't seen at the right moments and create some turnovers and create some, you know, some punting situations. That's going to be the difference, I think.
I spoke with Gabe Jr., one of our Honduran brothers.
Yes, sir.
He listens to the show in school now. And he wants us to get together for a paintball event. I know I couldn't do the one date in December, but I'm always looking for dates, so let me know.
Yeah, I'll show you some dates for February and March. I think there's some dates that are going to work. Gabe Jr. and all of Gabe's buddies, they've been here pretty regularly every couple of weeks, so they're not missing out on any paintball, but the rest of the audience is. We got to get the rest of the people in here to play with them. That'd be a good time.
I love those people, and I'm just excited that they still go.
Oh, you know, it worked out great. They they came to a handful of Eric Zane paintball wars and liked the pace of it. They liked the action, the adrenaline rush. Ended up hanging out in the pro shop for a while and picking up their own guns. Now they play, they got a group of buddies. They show up and they come in every couple Sundays, and they shoot together for a while. It's a good time. They're a good success story for us.
Rick, can you do a repair on an old paintball gun if needed?
I can fix most guns as long as parts are available. The problem is with those older guns, having available parts or being able to find available parts. That's the biggest issue. It's not typically the know-how. Once you know how to do most stuff, repair most guns, you can repair most guns, if that makes sense. But we can do that as long as parts are available.
All right, Rick, give my best to the fam, and I will talk to you soon, hopefully after a Lions victory.
Oh, yes, sir. Call me Monday. Let's be excited.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
And if they lose, we never talk of it. We never speak of it again. Linda, Bob, Maureen, all loving that call. Stevie says we need more of that. Without a doubt. Werner Roofing installed the roof on my house. WERNERroofing.com. They will do it on yours too. First question, how can I pay for it? It's an expensive item. They have financing. You pay that thing off over 10 years. You barely even notice it. WERNERroofing.com. If you are in West Michigan and you need a new roof, call them. They'll have it done in a day. Go to the website, fill out the form, and they'll be in touch with you today. That's how you get started. WERNERroofing.com. Outstanding group over there. If you want cannabis, buy it at Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. They're online at thegreenmedicineshop.com. Outstanding place to buy your cannabis. As I've said many times, I do not partake, but for those of you who do, please give them a try. Whether you are in Greenville, Michigan, or the surrounding areas, or far away from Greenville, Michigan, please make at least one trip there or when you're in the area, to Green Medicine Shop, Michigan's newest 21 and up cannabis facility. They also will sell cannabis if you have a med card, if you're 18 to 21 years old. They have everything under the sun to get the THC into your system. Not to mention hemp products, CBD, everything. Green Medicine Shop. Last but not least, my friends, at the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. And be thinking of asshole of the day. I need an asshole. 231-332-6505 for the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Mario will roll out the red carpet for you from anywhere in the U.S. You just got to reach out to him, and he'll help you every step of the way. Home prices are about to go up across the board, so if you have the opportunity now, I suggest you buy. 231-332-6505. All right. Linda says the teacher who had the baby. How about also, like Bob says, asshole of the day, video game pedophiles. That's two for the teacher who had the baby. Okay, but you have to understand that boy that got her pregnant, he loved it, and he didn't say a word about it for years. So he's probably pissed off that she got busted. I doubt that that kid is, like, upset. And, you know, the way those creepers male creepers molest girls and get them to do things they don't want to do, that leaves more of a mark the way dudes are wired. You can't deny that. So if you have a boy who gets molested by a hot chick, that is not going to affect the kid the same way a young girl who is similar type of crime or sending pictures. That's all reasonably, I should say, much more fucked up, in my opinion. All right, so Linda and Maureen are saying all pedos. No, I don't agree. Not all pedos. Some pedos are good. Your asshole of the day today are video game pedos. The asshole of the day brought to you by TC Paintball. In fact, that teacher that had sex with the boy, she might be a hero. She might be an excellent mother, for God's sakes. Let's not pass judgment on her yet. That's the end of the show. I appreciate you being here. The free podcast is done. The Patreon is a little later on. I don't know when. Thank you, as always, for being here. Till next time, have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.